Unit 7. Exercise 6A. Listen to the interview. Underline the correct answers.
Professor Crystal, you are one of the world's top experts on language. Thanks for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
OK, so my first question is, what's the language with the most words?
That's a difficult one, as we don't know for sure how many words each language has. The correct answer is probably English. But again, nobody knows how many words English really has. If you look at the two biggest dictionaries of the English language, they list about 500,000 to 600,000 words. But there are lots of words that are not in these dictionaries, and every year about 25,000 new words come into the English language around the world. So English now has well over 1 million words.
1 million words? How many words does a normal person know?
Oh, well, it depends on the person's education. People who read a lot know more words than people who don't. Most people have an active vocabulary of around 50,000 words, and a passive vocabulary about a third larger.
And now on to a completely different question. When people are silent, does that mean different things in different languages?
Oh, absolutely. If in Japan a man says to a woman, "Will you marry me?" and she's silent, this means yes. In English, it probably doesn't mean yes. It could mean that the woman is not sure. In Igbo, a language they speak in West Africa, if a man says, "Will you marry me?" and the woman doesn't say a word and stays there, it means no. But if she doesn't say anything and runs away, it means yes.
And another question, Professor Crystal. Which is the most frequent letter in English?
Oh, the letter E. But it's not the most interesting letter.
Really? So tell me, which is the most interesting letter and why?
The letter X. It is not a very frequent letter in English, but no other letter has more meanings than the X when we use it alone.
Oh, really? Can you give me some examples?
Certainly. One of the first things that a child learns when he or she is learning to write is that when you write someone an email or send a text message and you add some X's at the end, it means...
kisses.
That's right. And when a student does their homework and the teacher finds something that is wrong, the teacher writes...
an X.
And there are many more examples in my book, The Cambridge Encyclopedia of the English Language. I give 10 meanings for the letter X.
10 meanings? Unbelievable. Now, my next question is about the way...